wear some tights faster on? I mean, can you
Some artists, or do one in particular artists?
Yeah, just describe it.
Screaming guitars, synthesizers, wah-wahs, you know, tags.
Okay, and we have some questions about farms and farming. And if you don't know it, say you don't know it. Because, you know, if you live in the city, we understand it.
Yeah.
We just want to find out what you do but don't know about it. Okay, what would you call the big building behind the house where hay is stored?
The barn.
Okay, and the building where you store corn?
Yeah. That's a hayloft, yeah. I forgot, I don't know. I know the name of it, I think of it.
Corn crib?
No, it's some other kind of name. I don't know the name of it.
Okay. What do you call a building or part of the building where you store grain?
Grain,
yeah.
I don't know.
Granary?
No, that's possibly the name of it, but I never heard of it.
Okay, and the upper part of the barn is called?
The hayloft.
Okay, hay piled up outside a barn?
A haystack.
Okay, and did you ever see a covered haystack?
No.
Okay, when you first cut hay, what would you do with it?
I guess you would straw it, what you call it? I don't know. Gather it up.
Okay. Do you know any small piles of hay?
No.
Okay. Where would you keep your cows?
In the pasture.
Okay. What about a special shelter for them when it's raining? Do you have a name for that?
I thought cows stay outside in the rain.
Okay. What would you call a place where you keep your horses?
A stable.
Mm-hmm. And besides the barn, did you ever have a special place where you would milk cows outside?
Outside, I suppose you just milk them anyway, you know, if you see a cow wants some milk, just grab them and start working, you know.
Okay. Where would you keep your hogs and pigs?
In your pig pen, or your hog pen, either one you want to call them.
Okay. And what is the place called that raises cows for milk?
Our dairy.
Okay. Does that word have any other meanings to you?
No, it just means milk.
Okay. What do you call the place around the barn where you might let the cows and mules and other animals walk around?
Your pasture or your yard, barnyard.
Okay. What would you call grass that grows up in a cotton field where you don't want it?
Weeds.
Okay. You might say cotton and corn grow in a?
Field.
Tobacco's grown in a?
Field.
Okay. What kind of things would you say were grown in a patch?
A patch? Green. Lettuce, watermelons.
What kind of fences do you have around yards in the garden?
In the garden? Wood fences. In the country or something like that?
Yeah, you just tell me about any different types of fences you know about.
Well, mostly if you have a large garden, as far as I know, most people have their own fences. Farmers, they just cut some trees and make them a wood, log fence.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what about the kind that has sharp points on it?
A wire fence,
yeah.
Barbed wire.
Okay. What would you call the kind of fence that's made of split rails and they're laid in a zigzag fashion?
Zigzag fashion? Your weave fence?
What?
Your weaved fence?
Okay, if it was made out of wood?
Mm-hmm, yes, weaved.
Okay. If you set up a barbed wire fence, you must dig holes for the...
Posts.
Okay, what would you call just one of them?
A post.
Okay, and what would you call a fence or wall made of loose stone or rock?
I don't know.
Just
a wall.
Okay, what kind of wall?
A dam or what?
Just, it's made of stone or rock, you'd call it.
A wall, I just call it a concrete wall.
Okay, what term would you use in describing best dishes?
Best dishes, chinaware.
Okay, now did you ever see an egg made out of this?
An egg.